This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. This is Abby, and in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the Verse a Day Bible app. There is not much to this app at all, so this podcast will probably be one of the shortest podcasts I ever do. But here we go. The first step is to launch the app, which I will do first by saying, "Hey Siri, open Verse a Day."
Verse a Day. 1 Corinthians 12, 7, 11.
So, when the app first opens, you are placed in your verse of the day. And that's all this app basically does, is give you a Bible passage, not necessarily a single verse, but a Bible passage each day. So this one is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 11.
To each person the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the benefit of all. For one person is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, and another the message of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another performance of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another discernment of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. It is one and the same Spirit, distributing as he decides to each person, who produces all these things.
So those are your verses, and if you swipe right again, you hear a commentary about the verses.
Who receives what gift will always be the prerogative of God. We do not pick and choose, though I think sometimes we'd like to. We can receive these gifts because of the work Christ did on the cross, and because the Holy Spirit has made his home with us in Christ Jesus. These gifts are for the benefit of all, and that makes them a vehicle for the gospel to go forth, as well as a vehicle we can use to build up and encourage the body of Christ. Perhaps you do not know what your gift is, or would prefer it be something different. Spend some time seeking the Lord and go through your experiences in life. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you possible gifts as you are reflecting, and trust a mentor or good friend to help you process through how God may want to use you for the good of others, and to testify about his great love.
Okay, now the next two buttons.
Edit. Button. Save. Button.
Allow you to edit, which doesn't actually edit the commentary or the verse. It lets you share it. But save. I found the save screen a bit confusing. If I double tap on save.
Save. Options. Heading.
You have.
Done. Button. Remove ads. $0.99.
I don't know why they call this a save button, because these are purchase options. You can remove ads, which I haven't even encountered any ads, so.
Bookmark verses. $0.99.
That bookmark feature might be useful for you to have. You would basically double tap on that to purchase it, or to begin the purchase. It's only 99 cents, and it allows you to bookmark verses or passages that are of interest to you, similar to what we talked about in my YouVersion podcast.
Restore prior per cases.
I don't know why Daniel says per cases, but it's restore prior purchases, and I don't have any, so that button will not do anything.
Translation. Net. New English translation. Button.
That button is where you can change translations.
About.
You can find out about the current version of the app.
Background transparency. Heading.
And the rest of this is text-based.
Book. Remove that. Done. Button.
So I'm going to go to done.
1 Corinthians 12. To who receives what edit button.
Now the edit button has your sharing options.
Edit. Actions. Heading. Done. Button. Sharing. Heading. Email verse.
You can email the verse to someone.
Share on Facebook.
Share on Facebook.
Share via SMS.
And share by SMS. I don't know why Twitter is not included in these options.
Show commentary when sharing. Switch button. On.
So the commentary was the thing that I read
toggle setting
to you after the verses, that was talking about how you should Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal your gifts and trust a guided mentor and friend to help you and all that. Do you want that to be shown when you share the verse of the day? And by default, it's set to on. You just double tap to turn it on or off. I'm going to leave it on because when I eventually get my Facebook to work with this, I do want that commentary to be shared as well.
Show commentary when sharing. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle settings.
So now we're going to go to done.
Share done. Button. 1 Corinthians 12, 7, 11.
And it takes you back to the top. The other setting that's in the save button is the reminder time, which is basically the notification reminding you to go into the app to see your verse. That I have not found to be accurate because it's set to 10 a.m., but it gave me the notification this morning at 5 a.m., so I don't trust that, so I'm just going to leave it. But I did explore, you change it similar to how we discussed changing the time of your notification in the YouVersion app. So that is basically the Verse of the Day app, guys. It's a short app, not a lot to it. If you have any questions or you'd like to comment, you can email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. Thank you for listening. God bless. And I hope you enjoy growing in your relationship with God.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.